And welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA Radio. This is Mike Effner talking now with Norwalk boys wrestling coach Jake Brown as the season opener. It's a little while away for you, but how are the guys looking in the early practices this week? And what's the team looking like this season?
Yeah, this year's felt, it's just a very experienced group, a lot of returning guys. So it's less of that like first day new team feel, if that makes sense. It's a lot of guys that have been a part of the program for all 4 years and a lot of experienced guys that have done a lot of good things, have wrestled a lot in the off season, so felt like a business as usual kind of thing this first week so far. So just trying to, you know, get in shape, get better, and also stay healthy with this good group at the same time.
Well, the season opener, December 5th, a home duel against Dallas Center Grimes, seems like a long ways away yet, but how are you going to kind of keep the guys focused in these practices, not facing other schools?
Well, I mean, Dallas Center Grimes, they're going to be a really good team this year, and the guys know that. So it's been a thought of theirs for, you know, past 5-6 months for this duel. So it's not anything that I need to try to get them hyped up for. They're ready for this one. And, you know, we start off with them every year, that first duel, and they're always a tough team. So luckily it's nothing I got to really get them ready for. They'll be ready for that one.
Well, you did graduate another good senior class last year, led by your state champion, Tyler Harper, at 113. Just kind of talk about what that class meant to your program.
Yeah, I mean, it was a small numbers group. We had, I think, six seniors overall, and two of them were starters. But, I mean, the two, they're all really good group of kids and kids that meant a lot to the program. But with Tate and Tyler, they were the two that were four-year guys, and obviously had a lot of success with Tate being a two-time state qualifier, and Tyler obviously, you know, being a state champion last year. So especially with Tyler being out, the biggest question is, you know, who's going to be that next leader vocally and just with everything they do. So, you know, when times are tough, who are the kids going to look at? You know, Dominic Tigner's really taken on that role and took it in stride so far.
Let's talk about some of those returning letter winners for you, guys who are back with experience and where they're going to fit into your lineup this season.
Yeah, we got eight guys that have had state tournament experience in their career at some point that are back for us. Starting, I guess, from the top to bottom, because that's where a lot of our returners are in the upper weights. Colt Bortring Johnson up at heavyweight. I think he's ranked third to start the season. He had a tough loss. Tough end of his season last year with a shoulder injury and had surgery. Didn't get to finish out the year, and he was having a great junior season. Took two losses to Cooper Martinson from Southeast Polk, and that was the only one. His goal is to be a state champion this year and nothing less. The guy who's ranked number one from Waverly Shell Rock, Colton, had a 5-1, 5-2 win over last year. So he knows he's right up there with those top guys. He's motivated. Harrison Tripp qualified for us a couple years ago at a tough district last year. I probably had him cut too much weight. It's probably my fault, but he's back at 215. He's big, he's strong, he's explosive, and he's ready to have a great season. You know, and there's a lot of others. We got a few other seniors that are around there that want to compete for that spot. And same with 190. A lot of talent up in those upper weights for us. But the state qualifier, returning state qualifier, Victor Esparza, was a freshman last year qualifying up at 175, which is impressive for a younger kid to not only qualify for the state tournament, but to do that at a young age at upper weight. He's a different animal than he was last year. So he's a name people need to look out for this year. He's explosive. He's hungry. He's a wild man. So it'll be fun to watch. 175, we got, you know, a couple tough kids there, but again, the state qualifier returning for us, Tyler Stanford, won a match down at the state at Wells Fargo last year. He's strong. He'll be a big, strong 175 pounder, and he's always a tough out. He has been for the past 3 years for anybody he wrestles. So really excited for him. He's another kid, like, just like I was talking about the other, all these kids all in a row, Caden Bushing Johnson, two-time state qualifier, Dom, two-time state qualifier already. Those guys are just, they're looking to get on the podium and climb that podium very high. I know, same with Liam McLaughlin at 150, qualified last year, won a match. He wants to get on the podium this year, and especially Dom at 157, I talked about being that leader. He's put a ton of work in the offseason, had a great football season. We're still getting time in on the mat in the mornings. Yeah, he wants to have a very successful senior season. He wants to win a state championship, so he's hungry.
We're talking with Norwalk boys wrestling coach Jake Brown as the Warriors get ready for the 2024-2025 season. How about some of the newcomers that are out there this year, whether they're freshmen or guys who just haven't had a lot of varsity time yet? Who are some guys to look out for?
He's kind of been under the radar for the past couple seasons because he's never really been at his optimal weight class with Tyler Harper being there. But Asai Martinez, he'll be our 113-pounder this year, and he's looked really good the past 6-7 months of wrestling and competing and off-season stuff. He's beat a lot of good guys, and he was undefeated at this weight class last year when him and Tyler, you know, switched roles in the weight, you know, in the lineup sometimes. He's a guy, he's not only looking to get to state tournament, but place there, and yeah, he'll be a name to watch. Aiden Ray, I didn't talk about him before. He qualified a couple years for us up at 126. He'll be back, and he's looking better than ever right now. And Maddox Ward, he spent some time in and out with the lineup for us last year, but he was kind of like Asai. He was up a weight, you know, trying to fill in where Tyler's not. So he's put in a lot of work, and excited to see where he's at this season. Cale Wadley, he'll be another guy for us. He you know, started some duels for us last year. Another guy who's put in a lot of work in the off season, and he looks really good right now. So excited to see where he matches up with everybody. And yeah, I mean, there's a lot of other names that you might hear. It's some unknown battles in the room that we got to figure out still. So, I mean, Troy Finnegan, Blake Stanford, Troy Wilson, some other names that you might see pop up. So I'm excited to see how that all plays out.
Well, it sounds like you've got the type of team that could be really good in the Saturday tournaments as well as the duels. You can fill out the lineup. Are you pretty pleased with that depth overall?
Yeah, very pleased. It's fun when you got a lot of good kids at certain weights, and it's fun to not really know when you have roster battles. Those are kind of fun when it's two really good kids going at it. Like, may the best man win when it's two good kids, you know, that do things the right way, and makes you a better team for it.
Well, you don't have a ton of those single duels in the Little Hawkeye, but the ones you do have are usually against pretty tough opponents. How does the Little Hawkeye look this year?
You know, DCG and Indianola and us, I think, are going to be three very tough teams and statewide, but not only just in the conference. And I know Pella, they lost a lot last year, but I know Coach Pike, I've known him for a long time. We went to high school together, so I know he works hard, and he's got a new group coming in that have put in some time. So, yeah, I mean, it's a small conference now for wrestling, but it'll be, yeah, I feel like we always are competitive.
And the district assignments came out here on Friday. Looks like you're going up to Marshalltown this year. I know it's been great to host that meet a couple years in a row, but just your thoughts on going up to compete in districts later on at Marshalltown.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the state has done a better job of separating things out a little bit. There's still some questionable ones when I look at it on the east side of the state, but won't go there. But, you know, I mean, you look at the teams, Indianola, I mean, they're going to be very solid up and down at every weight. I know Ankeny is going to be a very tough team from the lower weights up to the middle weights. Marshalltown will be tough this year. So, I mean, you know, you don't really know what you're getting at until the season starts. But, I mean, it might be a tough district, but we feel good where we're at as a team. So, yeah, I mean, you got to beat good kids to get there and do the things you want to do anyway. So, a lot of we'll sees.
Right. Well, it's still November, which is very early in the wrestling season. As you do look long term, though, for this team, what kind of goals and expectations have you set?
This team, what they talk about a lot is they'd like to, you know, we go do a little bowling trip the past two seasons. It's been on that Saturday state duels, you know, and they would like to not be bowling that Saturday. They would like to be wrestling at state duels. That's for sure a big goal there. So, you know, and you always try to look to be a top 10 team at the state tournament. So we have potential. Just we'll see. I feel good where we're at.
All right, that's been Norwalk boys wrestling coach Jake Brown. Preseason prognosis on his team. Thanks for the time, coach, and good luck this season.
Thank you, and thanks for all the coverage.